Yeah, I am actually going to send you an alert from the throne. I think not.
Well, you know, just in case I wanted to put it on the show, let me show you.
Oh, good God.
Read text from Joel.
You have 5 messages from Joel. I am on the throne. I be online in a minimum. I was just sending you a crapper update. He'll know I'm not calling from a can. LOL. LOL. There are a few things I prefer to do without an audience.
Fan friggin'
like reply?
No, that's
thank
all right.
You. That's just phenomenal.
That's all your messages.
Oh my God,
the wonders of the iPhone.
Almost live from across the USA. This is Late Night QRM. Your hosts tonight are Joel, Barry, and Michael, the virtual Yooper. Tonight, congratulations to the world champion Boston Red Sox! You're fat, no candy for you! And Nexus 5 quietly makes its entrance. All that and more on Late Night QRM! And now, digitally gathering at the plush QRM studios in Southwest New Hampshire. Here's Joel, Barry, and Michael!
Hey everybody, it's Saturday night, and it's time for Late Night QRM show number 115. I almost said show number 15. That's a long time ago. Show number 115 from the Southwest corner of New Hampshire. I am Barry J.
And from the southeast corner of New Hampshire, I'm Joel. And you said Barry J.
I did. It's
This is like it harkens back to our radio QRM days.
Yeah, you know what? I'll probably say it in the beginning, but we'll just go Barry J. Whatever, because old habits are hard to break. I've said it for 100 and I don't know how many shows that I say Barry J. And I did it for radio QRM, and I did it for my instrumental QRM podcast, which I may have to bring that back. I'm thinking about it. It's just a matter of time. That's the problem. Time.
Really? What, you like there's a shortage of it? What are you complaining about?
Well, we get an extra hour tonight.
Yeah, we do. What is it, 2 o'clock or 2:30 this morning? We roll the clocks back.
Fall back to 1 o'clock.
Indeed. I already did it in the cars.
I usually wait until Monday morning and then wonder why I'm so frickin' late for work. But, yes, it was, today, and this is our new time. It's Saturday at 8.
Saturday
8 at 8 p.m. We're doing the, late night QRM now, which, actually I think this was a good idea because, like you, on Friday nights, you know, especially on a work day,
yep.
Yeah, I just didn't have the energy.
It wasn't there. The last 2 shows we did on a Friday night, which, granted, they were very loose, let's call them shows, for topics. Yep. However, I was absolutely wiped. I mean, 15 minutes into the show, I was sitting in the chair contemplating, would I snore if I fell asleep? Not because of the topics, but because I was so damn tired.
And I was the same way. I mean, every other week, though, for me. I was tired and, you know, it's just, yeah, Friday night. You know, it's not like when we were kids and we used to
go out.
I'm old.
I like to do dinner at 5:30, not 8:30.
Oh, it's even worse on Saturday and Sunday nights. Mm-hmm. Now, or Sundays, Anne Marie and I will eat dinner at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Exactly.
We're just training for those early bird specials that are going to come up.
You know what?
Here.
The early plate special has a lot to be said for it.
You know what else? You know, my wife says she'll never do it, though, because she doesn't want to admit that she's getting older.
Okay.
So she goes, we're never going to an early bird special. I said, but it's cheaper, and it's the same food, and it's good. Why not? We eat at 4 o'clock anyway on the weekends.
Yeah.
But I have to tell you, I caught her doing something the other day.
Well, might that be, sir?
She was looking at 55 and older communities.
No way.
Mm-hmm. Because I finally qualify for that. But, of course, she qualified a couple of years ago.
Well, you weren't supposed to say that, by the way. Your Alzheimer's or something's kicking in. Because you're not supposed to share that.
Oh, okay, okay. Okay, everybody, you didn't hear that. Yeah, she was looking at it. I said, you know, I'm not ready for neighbors yet. So, you know, forget the 55-plus ones. I can still handle the stuff here at home. I like where my neighbors are. I like my house. I like where the location I'm in. I don't want neighbors that are fairly close. She goes, oh, but they're on half acre lots. And I said, yeah, that's still too close.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Let's see what you're saying.
But, you know, my latest saying, the more people I meet, the more I love my dog.
Yeah, that's very, very true. Oh, by the way, before we get too deep into this one, I have to ask the question because it's tradition. What is the beverage of choice for this evening, sir?
I don't have anything in front of me.
You slack-ass bitch.
Well, that's because I've already downed two sippy cups worth of Jim Beam and Coke.
Well, then there's a reason to have three because the glass is empty.
Well, I wanted to stay awake during the new show time of Late Night QRM.
Where I was going with this one is simple, because I want to pay you and your beautiful bride a debt of thanks, which is I took yours and your beautiful bride's advice, got some apple cider.
Oh.
And bought another bottle of the Ezra Brooks Cinnamon Bourbon.
Wasn't that good?
Man, it's like having a glass of hot apple pie. It is so delicious. It's like cinnamony apple pie with a happy ending.
Now, I drank mine cold, but she actually warmed up her apple cider first, and then she mixed them in together, and she was in heaven.
I'm drinking it cold.
Absolutely love it. I was actually thinking about, you know, this would be good warm, possibly. But I usually don't drink cider warm.
Mm-hmm, neither do I. Yeah. Another thing that I had at one point in time as a kid, I was shoveling folks, you know, driveways. Me and friends were shoveling, people in the neighborhood shoveled a driveway for $5 or what have you. And a really nice lady had come out of her house and gave us warmed up Coca-Cola with cinnamon in it.
Ah.
And it was so darn good, so tasty, and I never would have thought. Take Coca-Cola, warm it up in a saucepan, add some cinnamon to it, and boy, is that good.
Wow. You know, I think one of the main I'm thinking one of the main ingredients of Coca-Cola, though, is actually cinnamon.
It's got to be in there
because,
somewhere.
You know, at least with the Coke Zero, you know, I mixed the I can't remember the name of it, what you just said. Ezra, whatever.
Ezra, whatever.
I mixed that with Coke Zero, and I said, you know what? Tastes like Coke Zero with a little extra zing on one side, which makes me think, yes, that's probably a heavy ingredient of Coca-Cola's cinnamon. So, but it's still good, but I prefer to mix it with other things or drink it straight.
Gotcha.
You know, so.
Right, right.
Yeah. But, I was drinking straight Jim Beam and Coke Zero for dinner.
Jeez, you're going, yeah, okay. Well, you know, I can see why your concern would be as far as staying conscious for the rest of the show.
Yeah, because I ate dinner at 4 o'clock, so. And that was after a hard day of what I like to call hurting leaves.
Herding leaves. Tell us about that.
I was herding leaves today with the John Deere and the blower and a rake. And we got about halfway done. So we got another half to do probably tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So it's that time of year. And we've decided we are going to go and purchase one of those cyclone rakes.
Okay, yeah.
Because even though we kept looking at them and we said, you know, this is darn expensive. You know, but it's one of those things that's a big cart with a huge, basically, bag on it.
Yep.
But it comes with a 5-horsepower engine on it. And then you attach it to the output of your riding mower. And you pull it behind it and you attach it to that. And then I guess you mulch or you run the lawnmower, and it gives you extra sucking power. So your blades are mulching the leaves, and then they get sucked up, and then they go through yet another mulcher into the cyclone rake bag, and then it's real easy to dump it. And you can also get an additional attachment, which is a 30-foot hose, so you can go and just suck leaves off of like our stone fence in the front and places that the lawnmower can't get to or the tractor can't get to. So we're thinking about it because they're about $1,200.
Wow, they're steep, aren't they?
They are steep, but then again, we had a service do it for the past couple of years, and we had them come in the fall and in the spring for spring cleanup. Now they also mulch for the spring. But we didn't have them come in this year because each time they came, well, first of all, there was like a crew of 8 of them, and they were here for most of the day. So that's how long it takes.
It's an extensive job.
Yeah, and the bill was about $750.
Ouch.
Yeah. So
holy crap.
So you know, after we did that, and you know, paid that for a year, you know, in the spring and in the fall. We said, you know, we could have had one of those things.
Yes, it would have paid for itself.
So now that I know how much it costs to do proper leaf removal and whatnot, we decided, yes, it would be worthwhile to probably purchase one of those things and do it ourselves. That should make quick work of it. Right now, we're just doing it with the mulcher blades on the John Deere, and I'm pulling I have a lawn sweeper.
Right.
So I mulch them up and then let the sweeper sweep them up, but it takes several passes to get it all up. Where this thing, you know, you drive along, it sucks them up the first time. So it'll be a time saver, plus we can still do the woods with the 30-foot, you know, extension hose.
Right.
And I think that would work out. So that's what we're thinking about doing. We'll still have the lawn, the landscaper come in on the in the spring, unless I get a front thing because we have a ton of gardens and they come with the truck with the hose and they can just blow the mulch out into the gardens.
Yep.
And it's so much easier when they do that. So because otherwise it takes Sam Marie and I probably a full month of weekends to mulch everything.
Right.
And that's time consuming and hot, and you know, you have aching muscles, and I'm just getting too old for that crap. But there's an easier way to do it. So,
right.
But we got some more flurries this past week, so I'm itching to get the mower deck off of the mower and connect up the snowblower and have it ready to go for what's going to be the inevitable, and it will be coming soon.
But it's definitely coming our way.
Yes, it is.
Although you wouldn't know it by today's weather.
No, today was a nice day.
70 degrees here.
Really? I didn't really see what it was, but I know I was out there without a coat on, just a T-shirt. So it was actually quite nice, and It was sunny. Now it's raining. Well, it was raining when I came up here, a small thing, and I think it's going to be cloudy. But that's a shame because tomorrow morning, I think around daybrak, we are going to have a partial eclipse here, solar eclipse.
Right.
And unfortunately, though, if it is cloudy, we will not be able to see it. But it will be, the beginning of it will be visible here on the east coast of the United States. And I think they got a full eclipse somewhere in by Libya or Liberia, I think it was. So, but yes, I don't have a link in the show notes, and besides, by the time I put this up, it'll be over, so I'm not gonna bother. But yes, it's coming up. That's tomorrow morning, and of course, living in the Boston, Massachusetts area, we do have to say congratulations to the Boston Red Sox, who
indeed
won the World Series this week.
Yes, they did.
And I actually watched the last game. In the other games, I would flip back and forth, stay on it for about 15, 20 minutes, and then flip over to watch something else, and then flip back and see what the score was. And, you know, when it got to, like, the eighth inning, I'd stick around and watch to the end of the game. But I watched the entire final game there. And very good. Bunch of nice guys. It seems like, you know, I watched all the aftermath, my post-game shows and stuff, and it really does seem like these guys are a bunch of nice guys. They're cool guys. I'm glad they won. They represent not only Boston but the New England area very well. And congratulations to all of them. Today in Boston they had the duck boat parade, which is kind of unique for Boston area. They have a parade for them, but they're in duck boats because there's this big group that company that runs the old World War II type duck boats. And not only did they go up and down the streets of Boston, but they went into the bay and up the Charles River, and they actually, I was watching it, they were actually going to each and every boat. They'd zoom in close to each and every boat that had people on them, and then they'd wave and everything. And they didn't have to do that. They could have just gone up, you know, the river. And but no, they went and visited each and every boat. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah. So congratulations once again to the Boston Red Sox.
I think
the curse is over.
I think it's fairly safe to say, yeah.
Since they won it, what, three times now? And, since what, 2004? That was the first time they won it after their 80-year thing?
Shoot, I don't know for sure. I'd be lying if I said I did.
But we can, well, all I know is they were in dead last place last year, so they went from last to first in this season.
It's quite the turnaround.
Yes, quite the turnaround. Congratulations to them.
Yep.
So, did I say already? I probably didn't say. Michael, I did say Michael's going to be late tonight, didn't I?
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
I can't remember whether I said it in the pre-show or the post-show or the, oh, we haven't done the post-show yet, but.
Well, I know what you meant.
Well, we might as well continue on. Actually, the next story, I was kind of wanting Michael to hear this, but well, he can listen to it afterwards. But I found an article that says Google, is expecting to release the Game of Ingress on iOS, hopefully in the beginning of 2014. I'm hoping in the beginning instead of, you know, sometime in 2014. And the reason why I believe that we're getting very close to this is because also announced this week, Google, before when you wanted to play Ingress, even from an Android phone, you had to get an invitation to come play. Now you could write to them and they would send you an invitation.
Right.
So it wasn't too difficult to get in and play the game. But you still had to take the extra step to do that. Well, now it's open. So that means the beta is done. It's open to everyone who has an Android phone.
Right.
So since it's now open, that's why I think that this is the story truly is true, and we are going to be getting Ingress, an official Ingress on the iOS devices very soon.
I think that's going to be pretty exciting for those who are looking forward to, you know, being able to play it. I don't know enough about it whether to be excited or not. honestly, I don't. I've never looked into it. You and Michael, you know, really got into it, and I don't know a whole lot about it. So it's I'm gonna have to do a little research on it, and see if it's something that worth, you know, digging into.
It's a fun game, and you can do it, and you don't have to do it. You know, it really is made to play in teams. Because just the way it is, especially if you live in a city. And if you live in a city, you can't do anything by yourself because there's just too much activity going on in the city. And in order to gain levels, you're going to have to team up with somebody else who's at a higher level because you're not going to be able to go in and take out a portal and replace it with your stuff. You just don't have enough oomph to do it.
Right.
So that's why you got to organize and get with other people, and then you all show up, and then, you know, it's a really a team effort thing. Out here in the country, yeah, you can get away with doing it by yourself. because, you know, there's not that much activity going on here. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of an addictive game, and it's different from sitting in your family room playing games on boxes and things, because it actually makes you get out and move around and go to places. Of course, you look like a total idiot out there. Like, you know, one of the favorite places in Jaffrey is they've got a couple of portals, quote unquote portals, in front of the library. So in the summertime when I was active, you'd see me out there wandering around on the front lawn of the library with my phone out, gathering XM, which is the secret energy that you have to consume. And then I'm sitting there hitting buttons and setting up resonators and things on the portal. And so people probably look funny at you when you're doing it. But
I'm sure there may have been more than one passerby in the car going, "Oh, isn't that nice, that mentally challenged man and stuff." Holding a phone up to the sky.
And literally, I was doing that because I can barely get a signal in downtown Jaffrey.
I know, look at that 6'9" man out there looking up at the sun, praying on his iPhone. Isn't that nice? You're getting him some fresh air. And you're trying to gobble up what experience points or fuel or whatever it is.
Yeah, that would be me.
You know, you have to have a sense of humor about these things.
But it's interesting because people that have kids, parents, it's a fun thing to do with kids, especially, you know, kids from like 6 years old on up, because they can get into the game, and it's something fun that both a parent and a kid can do. And the parent can drive to an area that has portals, and then they all both get out and they do teamwork and go around and collect stuff and, you know, right, play, and it's kind of a neat, it's a cool idea.
Yeah, it is. And so it definitely sounds like it.
Yeah. So, can't wait, because I can't get the homebrewed iOS version of it anymore. So, I've been without Ingress for several months now.
You've been Ingress free?
Yes. And, of course, my Ingress player name is QRM.
Oh.
Yes.
Man-made white noise.
Yep. So that's news from Google. More Google news, although they really didn't have a major announcement about this. They didn't do anything big, but they released the Nexus 5 this week.
Really?
Yes. And you can now purchase a Nexus 5 on the Google Play. I don't know where else you can buy it from. I don't know. I'm sure, but all the fandroids out there are just drooling and wetting their pants right now and screaming like little girls in glee because they couldn't wait for their Nexus 5. So I'm being a little sarcastic because they're sarcastic with the
just a skosh,
sheeples, you know, Apple fanboys.
Right,
so.
Right.
So I figure, yeah, they can get it back a little bit, but but it looks like a very nice phone. It looks like a, you know, it's almost as good as an iPhone.
Yeah, you did close.
Getting
close.
I don't know because I don't have one. I don't plan to get a Nexus 5 because I like my iPhone. However, I've said this before. Yes.
Oh, you dumped out there for a little bit.
Oh, sorry. It's probably the wonderful world of Skype. You know.
Hmm. Yes, and it was. It was a Skype pause.
Yes. Skype likes to do these pauses once in a while, and it's usually happening to me. Of course, one thing bad about moving to Saturday nights, especially 8 o'clock, that's prime time for Netflix down watching, viewing. So we've probably got a lot of bandwidth competition out there.
It's possible. However, I have high-speed DSL like you do. So, I mean, we're pretty – I'm the one using the only amount of bandwidth here in my house on my line.
That's true to the last step, but I'm talking about there's probably a lot more bandwidth being consumed about this time because it's when the East Coast and now the mid-country. Matter of fact, before I came up here, we were streaming a movie. Before I came up here for the show, because Saturday night is usually movie night here at the QRM homestead.
And, yep.
But as my wife goes, oh, we usually watch movies on Saturday night. And you move the podcast to Saturday night. I said, yeah, but we usually watch a movie we usually eat dinner and watch a movie.
Right.
I said, that's like at 4 o'clock.
In bed by 9:30, or you're sleeping in the chair by 9:30.
So, you know, it doesn't matter. We can still watch our movie. And she goes, yeah, you're right, you know. But we went and saw, we watched Monsters U tonight.
Oh, okay.
And actually, we went on the Dish, and they had the on-demand rental, and it was $6.99. And I said, let me check Apple. So I went on Apple TV, and it was on there for $5.99. And I said, we're buying it from Apple.
There you go.
So, and I got to say, it's the Apple TV, there are no skips, anything. I mean, it's just, it starts streaming, and there's no interrupts. There's nothing. I mean, it's just like, you know, you popped in a DVD, and you're watching
right
off of there. Beautiful, beautiful picture. Funny movie. We like the Monsters Inc. and
yep.
We love Monsters Inc. and we love Monsters U, the prequel. And it was just unbelievable. We were remarking about the scenery behind there because you know, he pulls up in this bus and the bus is coming down the street and I'm looking. I said, "Is that video or is this still a
animation?"
Animation, and it was animation. They have done so much. We paused it at one point to take our dishes into the kitchen and stuff like that. When we came back, we're looking, and we caught, you know, where I paused it. It was a picture of the university, basically. And right, they had a cobble street, and it looked like a picture.
Wow.
It was perfect. The cobbles were perfect. They were all different shapes and, you know, like, worn down in different places, different colors. They had shadows from trees going across it. They had scattered fallen leaves.
It's impressive what they can do nowadays. It's so darn impressive.
It was just freaking amazing. If anything, just you got to watch it. It's, you know, it's a Pixar film. So, but unbelievable. And they're sitting on the, you know, a couple places they were on a lawn, a grass lawn, and each individual blade of grass is in there.
Mm-hmm.
It was just—it's freaking amazing what they can do now, unbelievable, and a very entertaining movie.
That's so excellent. I've not seen it. Now you're gonna get me looking into it.
Yeah, we want to see that. We want to see the Krones or whatever it's called, Krugs. The Krugs.
That's not familiar with that.
It's I know you saw the commercials on TV, but it was about the cavemen.
Oh, okay. Yes, yes. Now it's ringing a bell.
The funniest line on that was, you know, it's like the guy catches himself on fire. He's running around. He said, "Oh, quick, go put yourself out in the tall, dry grass."
Yeah.
That one looked funny, too. So we like the animation stuff.
Right.
So anyway, I'm looking over this Nexus 5. And,
yeah.
And, okay, it's just saying when it's going to be available. Let's see, beginning on 8 November. Okay, so people can order them, but they're not going to get them right away, I guess. But still, that's a pretty short time. Shipping times have not slipped for Nexus 5 with 16 gigabytes and 32 gig.
Right.
Oh, wow, 32 gig one. That's impressive.
That's pretty big, yeah.
Plus, they probably have a slot for a memory card, too.
Well, you throw another 32 gig memory card in it.
Yeah, so that gets you up there. Not too expensive, either. Well, this must be the article I have here is obviously from the UK because it's talking about pounds.
That would be the first indicator.
16 gig model is 339 pounds. That's pretty expensive. I thought they were going for 200 and some dollars here.
How much would you say it was?
It said 339 pounds.
339 pounds, what's that? It's $520.
I thought they were going way cheaper than that in this country. I thought they were in the 250. $299.
Oh, that's yeah. You're definitely into the $500 range there.
Yeah. Oh, that hurts. That sucks to be English. That's the price they're paying.
Well, you also figure they make a lot more.
Well, they probably also have the VAT tax and all that crap on it.
Exactly. So,
yeah. So. Anyway, so for the Fandroids out there, Nexus 7 or Nexus 5 is available. And as I said before, I'm still tempted, even though they announced the iPad minis, the new iPad minis and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still, if I'm going to get one of that size, I'm still thinking about getting a Nexus 7 just to have something on the Android family of
right.
devices.
Right, right.
And because I still have my iPad, even though it's an iPad 2.
Yes.
It still works. It's very nice.
Works fine.
And I don't need to upgrade.
The iPad 1.
I don't need to upgrade that anytime soon. I'm happy with it. It does what I need it to do. And so, unlike my iPhone, which I still will keep for another year, but I will upgrade it next year.
I will
upgrade it next year. I always do. Every 2 years, I get a new one. So.
Barely had time to break in the old one.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I'm still using my iPhone 4 as a... Oh, that was the other thing, too. If you notice, there has been no announcements for the iPods whatsoever. So if they're going to bring out new ones of those, I guess they're just going to keep... producing the iPods they have, and if they do produce new ones, obviously they're just going to bring them out, and there's going to be no major announcement for them.
All right.
But I thought that was kind of interesting, based on, I guess they're finally figuring out that they got the iPad mini now,
mm-hmm.
which is a replacement for the iPod, and they got the iPad, and of course the iPhones. So, and they've got the iPhone, the 5C, and they're still selling the 4Ss.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there really is no need for an iPod anymore.
It's very limited.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, if you worked for some company and they gave you a cell phone, said, here, use this cell phone, and it didn't have the capability of putting music or podcasts or what have you on it, then I could see where you'd get an iPod.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, say, okay, fine, I'll get an iPod so I can listen to my podcast while I'm driving to work or what have you, know, so on and so forth. But you're right. On the whole shot, pretty much every phone that's out there, not so much your basic ones, but feature phones and definitely mm-hmm. smartphones, all have players built in.
Yeah. So, you know, and you're not going to carry two around. So, yeah, that makes sense. I can see the days of the iPod dwindling. Of course,
yeah,
the iPod gave us the term podcasting, though. So.
Yes, it did.
So people probably a year from now go, why do you call it podcasting? They won't remember the iPod anymore.
Oh, they won't. They won't. In 5 years from now, they certainly won't.
Yeah. Definitely. It'll go the wayside. And so you put a note in here about, and I heard this story, but this is interesting. Of course, we just celebrated Halloween here in the United States on October 31st. And it was interesting because I saw the title of this, and there's a woman in... Well, I'll let you talk about it.
Sure, sure. So, essentially, it was my beautiful bride who pointed this out to me because I wasn't aware of it at the time. However, a North Dakota woman in Fargo... I'm reading... I'm paraphrasing off the dailynews.com. Says she'll hand out fat letters, F-A-T letters, instead of candy to kids on Halloween. She goes by the name, no last name, first name, Cheryl, of Fargo, North Dakota, called into a local radio station to describe her letter, which reads, "Your child is, in my opinion, moderately obese and should not be consuming sugar and treats." And she handed out these quote-unquote fat letters to kids that she thought was obese instead of candy or lollipop or what have you. And it dumbfounds me. You know, I mean, you know, the idea, you don't participate or do participate, but, you know, I'm not being touchy-feely. I'm just thinking, you know, you got a kid walks up and maybe he's going through one of those, he or she is going through one of those growth spurts.
Yeah.
But the kids, they podge up a little bit, and then they grow tall and get skinny. Then they fill out a little bit, and then they get tall and get skinny again. And, yeah, but she, you know, ding dong, trick or treat. Here's a letter. It says you're fat.
Well, you know, the first thing that comes to mind when I heard this story was on November 1st, how much egg was she cleaning up off of her house, and how much toilet paper did she have to take down out of her trees and bushes?
You know, exactly, because I can guarantee you there is absolutely no paint on, like, at least many areas of her car. Yeah. That's what the egg yolk ate it off the metal.
And I'm wondering how many flaming bags of dog shit were put on her front porch.
That's a good point. And then, let's see here. There's other things where this also, on this, with this story spun to another one, which is Massachusetts schools used to send home letters to parents saying that when their child has reached a certain body mass index leaning more towards being fat, the school would send a letter home to the parents saying, your child is obese per the body mass index. Yeah. And Massachusetts schools have since repealed that and are no longer doing it.
Good.
Well, I think that's, again, I agree. I think it's a totally good thing. You don't want to send a letter home saying, oh, well, little Timmy has, you know, 13% body fat. Because little Timmy's going through a growth spurt. You don't really know. I mean, if you got a little short porker walking around who's just, you know, 210 pounds and they're 9 years old, yeah, the kid's a beast. Well, something's wrong there. And I agree, but you don't need the school to point it out and send a letter home, not to mention, you know, on the flip side of that coin, to get to that, it takes work to get to that size.
Right.
It takes neglect to get to that size.
Not to mention that the BMI scale is very generic and bullshit because, and you, I will say, if you're a big boned person, and I mean literally big boned, because I am a big boned person, for instance, according to the BMI scale, for my size of 6'8", well, first of all, it's not on the scale at the doctor's office.
You're not on the chart. You're off the chart.
I'm off the chart. And 6'8".
6'9" or 6'10"?
6'8". 6'8". And so I'm not even on the chart. So then they have to pull out the extra chart for that goes up to 6'8". And according to the BMI chart, I'm 6'8", and I should weigh 240 pounds.
Yep. I love that. I'm 6'5". And however, you know, I'm jumping on this just so the, all three listeners can get a feel for what we're talking about. At 6 foot five, I have a 69-inch chest cavity.
Wow.
A 19-inch neck.
Yeah.
And, well, what used to be 22-inch arms, because I used to hit the gym hard. Yeah. Now I'm middle-aged, and I got a gut that goes with it. Mm-hmm. And when they pull out those charts, you know, we're talking right ideal lineman for professional football at one point in time.
Yeah.
And they said, oh, well, at 6 foot five at your age, you should be 241 or 239 pounds. Hmm. Oh, no, 210.
Yeah, as I was going to say, I'm 6'8", and they expected me at 240.
Yeah, they said I should be 210 at 6 foot five. I said, dude, I got 22-inch arms and a 19-inch neck. What do you mean it should be 210? That means I'm laying horizontal in a casket.
Well, I was
going
to say
the only time I'll be that skinny.
The last time I was 240, and I was having one of those growth spurts as a teenager, where I grew several inches in 1 year. And I used to be pretty much skinny as a rail back then. Matter of fact, if I were 240 today, I would look like somebody that just spent 10 years in a concentration camp.
Yeah, you honest to God, man, you it's
I mean, 240. That's nice, but that's, you know, yeah, no way, no way. I mean, you'd have to remove literally all fat from my body, and I would just be skin and bones.
Yep.
To weigh 240.
That BMI thing is so outdated, so one way. And I'll be honest with you, I'm convinced that it's insurance companies that want you to keep using it, that forced the issue
to
keep using it. Because, you know, well, this is what the chart says. Well, when was that chart created? When was it going to be revised to the fact that all of our food has – all of our beef has steroids in it?
Well, it's not. It's just not that. I mean, you know. Now, granted, I'm a little overweight, according to the chart. I'm a lot overweight, but you know, I'm a little overweight, and I could see myself getting an ideal weight for me would be like 275, and that would be skinny for me.
Yeah.
If I got down to 275, I'd be one skinny dude. Okay.
I'd say my ideal. If I was going to be skinny, I'd be at 250.
Yeah. Yeah, but
255 somewhere. Yeah. Like.
So I got a ways to go to make 275, but I'm
and not. Even then, by the chart, we'd both be clinically obese.
Oh, we still would be clinically obese because I'd still have another 35 pounds to lose.
Yeah, you'd have a flat stomach and yada yada yada. So this goes on to say, and they got a photograph here of the obese letter, which says, "Happy Halloween, happy holidays, neighbor. You're probably wondering why your child has a note. Have you ever heard of the saying, it takes a village to raise a child? I am disappointed in the, quote, the village, unquote, of Fargo, Moorhead, and West Fargo. Your child is, in my opinion, moderately obese and should not be consuming sugar and treats to the extent of some children this Halloween season. My hope is that you will step up as a parent and ration candy this Halloween and not allow your child to continue these unhealthy eating habits. Thank you." And there's a picture of a pumpkin on that letter. That is what she gave to the children she deemed to be obese.
And isn't I'm thinking, that lady, nice of her?
That's this country's so screwed.
She's so screwed.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's not just going to – I mean, first of all, her house is going to be the target of every kid.
Oh.
Whether obese or not.
Yeah.
Just
every
because
years,
you know how that is. When you're growing up, there's always one house in the neighborhood where, you know.
Let's not forget about the night before Halloween. What's that called again, boys
and
girls?
Well, where I grew up, it
Mischief
was
Night.
It was called Mischief Night. Apparently up here they call it Cabbage Night or something. I don't know.
What. Yeah, but not for nothing. And I love New England, but they got some goofy-ass things they call I mean, I've been here, you've been here, both of us have been here well over damn near 20 years. And I still am like, this is a Cabbage Night. What the hell has that got to do with Halloween? Shut up.
Yeah.
You know, it's...
in Pennsylvania, we called it what it was, Mischief Night.
And that's exactly what we're doing. The team kids out running around either on foot or when you're old enough to drive at 16, cruising around on the street, looking to find out what we can get into.
Yep. With our bars of soap, chalk.
Eggs.
We used to have
toilet paper.
Corn.
Yep.
Yeah, and toilet paper. Yep. Just
lightly saturated brown paper bags with lighter fluid with fresh doggy poo.
I never did that.
Oh,
well, I know a couple guys in our neighborhood who did.
Yeah, I tell you, it's a blast, and not that I would know.
I did. We did have one guy one time. We were walking on Mischief Night, and a cop in an unmarked car stopped us.
Oh, there goes the Skype dump. Unfriggin'.
Oh, can you hear me?
Oh yeah, I can hear you. Okay. Now we had our traditional Skype dump.
Yeah.
What is it, like every 15 minutes?
I guess so, but you didn't dump out at all, so it's a problem on my side, I guess, for some reason. But anyway, so this police officer stopped us in an unmarked car, and he was talking. There was like four of us, and so we're sitting there. There's three of us at the driver's window, and he says, "What are you doing?" "Nothing. We're just walking around." "Are you sure?" "Yes, sir." You probably should start heading home and stuff. And it's, "Oh, okay, sir. All right." And so he starts driving off, and one of the guys, I'll just call him Mike for now, looked at us, and we were wondering. He wasn't grouped with us. He was kind of standing away from us, kind of toward the back of the police officer's car, and he said, "Run!" And we took off, and as you look back and you saw the car, while we were talking to him, he was soaping his back window.
No.
Yes.
Are you serious?
He soaped the guy's back window. And all of a sudden you saw the lights, brake lights go on, and we scattered, man.
Blues and twos. Oh, man. You gotta leg it.
Yeah, you gotta leg it, but luckily it was only soap, and it comes off. Ivory soap, that was the best stuff to use. I remember that. Because it used to put a nice fog on the windshields, windshields, windows.
Right. Same thing.
Yeah. And then when I got older, in high school, I used to be outside hiding with the garden hose. And that was really much more fun, protecting the house. Kids would come up, of course, when you're in junior high, I guess they call it, I don't know what they call it now, middle school age.
Yep.
That's when you go out and do mischief. When you get older.
Yeah.
Yeah, then it's time to torment the mischievers. So you hide in the woods, you hide in the bushes at your house, and you just, they walk up, you just let them have it with the garden hose.
That's those, exactly. And that's how you say, that's a way of saying, "I care."
Yes, definitely. Oh, man. So, I guess you had some questions about your new iPhone?
Not so much. Well, let's not call them questions. Let's just call them, I think what's more appropriately worded, there are issues. And it's not so much with the iPhone as it is with the iCloud.
Hmm.
Which I upgraded my iPhone to iOS 7 probably about an hour after I got it, which I have no regrets. iOS 7 rocks. I really enjoy it. It actually, I have the 4S, and the 4S had a known issue with the sound volume in the earpiece. Well, iOS 7 fixed that, so it's nice and loud. As a matter of fact, it can get actually too loud now. I have to turn it down a little.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, oh, you know what? Now I got this, and I got all these contacts, and I've got multiple contacts, some of which I probably could never get the numbers back again if I lost them. And I thought, let me use the cloud to back this stuff up. I mean, why not? That's what the cloud's there for. And so I signed up and got my iCloud account going and linked my phone to it and said, go ahead and back up to the cloud. And lo and behold, wouldn't you know, when it backed up to the cloud, and then I went to check my phone to make an arbitrary phone call. Mm-hmm. Well, it wasn't an arbitrary, it was a purposeful phone call. But I happened to look, and the number wasn't there. And yet it was there before I did the backup.
Hmm.
And I said, wait a minute, what the hell is going on here? I said, now I know for a fact this number was in my phone. And then I backed up to the cloud and looked at my phone, and it was gone.
Did you check your Mac Mini? Or was this to your...
This is to my work laptop. It's where when I turned on iCloud, it does it wirelessly.
Right.
So what I thought, and this is what I was trying to figure out. Now, I used and still use the backup to my Windows laptop for work. And then I went to back up my phone here on the Mac Mini as well through iTunes. And I think there might be a conflict where you can't back up to, say, a Windows platform that's running iTunes with the iCloud and then a Mac-based machine. And there might be a conflict there, but it wiped out my shit.
Ouch.
And I freaked. Now, the only saving grace that I've had running for me is before I started using iCloud, just after I had tried plugging it into the Mac Mini and doing a backup as well, I had backed up the entire phone by itself,
right,
just on my laptop.
Okay.
So I did a restore.
Oh, and you got everything back.
I was at most, yeah, minus a few things that just didn't pass through. The other thing I noticed too was your Google Calendar, and you had mentioned this with your wife, which was the stuff doesn't show up. In other words, your calendars won't transfer or from one device to the phone to the computer. They just don't show up on your phone.
Well, I know we've been having issues. My wife's been having issues getting her, and she doesn't use Google Calendar. She's just using the Apple Calendar, and she's having problems. She'll put stuff in on her Mac Mini, and it doesn't show up on her phone, and vice versa. So I need to go take a look at that. I've got to become more knowledgeable in the iCloud stuff, because I do it, but I don't really pay that much attention to it, because pretty much anything I put into my calendar and my contacts, I put in directly into my iPhone, and that's where I tend to use those things. I don't use them on any other device. But I do have an iPad, and I also have my MacBook Pro, and I have the Mac Mini up here, and I have my wife's Mac Mini, so it would be nice to be able to log in there and see things now and then.
Right.
So I do need to look into that a little more, because I have heard that there are some issues. But, again, there's not enough hours in the day to look at everything.
Yeah,
I have not looked into that. So we'll have to do that. Maybe Michael has some
insight on it,
being the developer that he is. Michael, what do you think? Oh, that's right. He's not here yet.
He said he was running a little late. You know, it's understandable.
I just have to give him a hard time.
Yeah. Oh, there was our Skype dump again.
Oops. Really?
Oh, yeah. It's just for a second now, but it seems to be the duration seems to be shortening. Yeah.
You've been getting fuzzy every once in a while.
That might be because I'm moving the mic away. I realized in doing past podcasts that I had taken the pop filter off, and you hear this when I was breathing, and I hate that when I was listening to the podcast. So.
Oh, I thought we just had special guest Darth Vader with us.
Oh, thanks for that. That's mighty gracious. I feel so privileged.
Anyway, so we'll have to check on that. We'll have to figure out the iCloud, and in a future podcast, we'll figure out what we figure out.
Oh, there was another classic Skype dump right
there. Really?
It was awesome. Yeah, it was everything I had ever hoped for and more.
That is so weird. I don't know why it's happened. Because you're perfectly clear.
That's great.
Yeah. Okay.
So it doesn't sound like I'm 1,000 miles away either? No?
No. You sound good. Matter of fact, sound louder than me. I had to actually turn you down a little bit.
Oh, Jesus. I got the old turn down. I was just messing with it. You know what I do have? I have a hole in the top of this glass, and there's no more bourbon in it. And I don't know how that happened.
You're going to have to go get some more.
I know, but that would mean that we'd have to pause the show.
Oh, you just, we had one of those pregnant pauses right in there.
I just did the old, oh, now here we go. You just dumped out. Skype dump out. The old Skype.
You're doing it
now,
too.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. It's happening here.
Timing is everything.
Yeah, but you know what's weird is it's almost like it's a pause because I don't lose anything in that second that's not there.
Right.
And then somehow it catches up.
It's almost like it buffers.
Yes.
A buffering video from back in the days of dial-up.
Yeah. we do have to say, we had to say goodbye to a dear, dear friend on November 1st.
Yes, indeed.
iGoogle.
Oh, just had another pregnant pause. Sorry, I didn't know what you were saying.
Sorry. iGoogle was officially retired by Google. That's one thing that bothers me about Google. They have a good thing going. A lot of users used iGoogle, and they just think, well, there's too many apps out there now, and other people are using Facebook as their homepage, so we don't really need iGoogle anymore, so we're just going to get rid of it.
Yeah.
And besides, if you really want something like that, go to Google Plus. Well, first of all, I can tell you, I like Google Plus. I like Facebook. It is not my homepage.
Mm-hmm.
Neither one of them are. Because I could set up iGoogle with little widgets and things that gave me like headline news from several sources.
Pregnant pause.
you don't have to point them out all the time. We're just going to have to live with it.
It just drives me nuts. I'm trying to figure out the timing on these.
Yeah.
Is there a pattern?
I don't think so. I just think it's probably because we're doing it Saturday night now, and there's probably something screwed up with Skype. Because this has been going on ever since we got the new version of Skype. Yeah. Thank you, Microsoft.
Really fixed that problem.
But I even had a little app that went to the webcam that looks at Mount Monadnock, so I could tell what the weather was like out back home while I'm at work. Plus, I had the weather, actually, widget up above, and it was very nice. I really enjoyed it. I've been using it almost since the first day it came out. And right. To have it just disappear like that, and they say, too bad. Well, I have switched over to NetVibes. There were two that I liked. There's one called Portal Page, and there was one called NetVibes. And I set them both up, and I really didn't know what I was going to use. They were both kind of equal. But then I went into work after I set them both up, and work made me decide real quick which one I was going to use.
Really?
Yes, I'm using NetVibes, and the reason for that is because, for some reason, work blocks Portal Page.
Really?
Yes, they block it. So that gave me no other option but to use NetVibes. No, I'm happy with NetVibes. I just noticed that iGoogle used to update faster. You know, mm-hmm. the different lists, the news used to update faster. NetVibes, it updates, but I was running them side by side for a while in comparison. And, it just doesn't update at the same rate as iGoogle used to. So I'm really missing. I'm jonesing for iGoogle. And I'm really upset with Google for getting rid of it. And that's the one thing. Google does make some very good products, but I always worry and I always now fear to start using them and getting used to them because they either take a good product and try to make it better with extra features like they've been slowly doing to Gmail and destroying it, and or they take it away completely. You know, so somebody just came online. Michael came online. Maybe
right.
We'll be having him soon. So.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. So, So I'm upset that iGoogle is gone. And, makes you wonder, should I get a Nexus 7? Because, you know, they might just say, nobody really needs a 7-inch Android device. There he is.
Okay, I'm here. Are we ready to start?
Yeah. We're talking to...
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, oh, sure.
Is the show still going?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
We're down to RIP I Google. Oh, you don't have your show notes up yet.
No. I'm in the back of the truck.
Oh, I can hear. Yes, I can hear.
You can hear the Cummins in the background. We're coming down the hill towards the Portage Canal, getting ready to cross the bridge onto the island and start heading home.
Okay. And what, 6-7 inches of snow?
Actually, there's no snow right now.
Really?
It all melted. It's supposed to snow tonight, but I don't think it's going to stick.
Is it cloudy tonight your way?
Yes, it is.
Oh, that's a shame, because apparently this week has been very active with solar, whatchamacallits, and I can't think of the name of them, flares, solar flares and stuff. And so they said, the southern and northern lights should be quite active this week.
Cool. Well, I'll keep an eye out. One thing about you get later at night, even if it's cloudy, you'll get a pressure zone off of Lake Superior, and the skies will clear up. So,
oh, that's cool.
I'll check later. And yeah. I will be, let's put it this way. If I were home right now, I wouldn't be doing this because you see those advertising posters, you know, like right now in such and such city, you know, for these vacation spots, this is what they're doing. Well, right now in Copper Harbor, the packet loss is 50% or greater.
You're kidding. Why?
No, I'm not kidding. I have a managed switch in the back of the truck here, and I will be going up and changing a switch out tonight.
Wow. So you identified there's a bad switch somewhere.
Yeah. No, we know there's a bad switch. And I, with the help of the other IT guys at the ISP, jury-rigged a circuit board and loaded a new program on it. And we've got a tiny circuit board that's way out of whack for the load that's gone through it.
Wow.
That is keeping things going.
Yeah.
Anyhow, sorry.
Well, I just wanted to tell you that even if you had 50% packet loss, we probably wouldn't notice the difference with the way Skype's been running tonight.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we've been having mini blankouts.
Okay. Well, anyhow, hey, everybody, it's Michael, the virtual Uber, just crossing the bridge.
The bridge onto the island, which they
yes.
Somehow name it a peninsula.
Well, you know, it's 6 of 1, half dozen of the other.
Yeah. So, let's see. Yeah, we talked about a lot of things, and you don't have your show notes, obviously, so you can't see.
No.
Do you have any thoughts on? You heard about Google is probably going to come out with Ingress for the iOS.
No, do tell.
Sometime in 2014, hopefully it's going to be early. Of course, now we're repeating ourselves on the podcast, but just wanted you to know that they are definitely, I think this is true news that's coming out because they also went out of beta, and now anybody with an Android can play Ingress.
Oh, you don't need an invite anymore.
You don't need an invite anymore. So,
okay. I was just explaining Ingress a little bit to my brother-in-law who is visiting.
Ah, okay. And so that's probably good news. Also, the Nexus 5 came out this week. And
big surprise.
Yeah, without a lot of fanfare, so that was kind of unusual. And so then we were in the news here. We were talking about. We talked about Joel's, geez, see?
Yeah.
Alarm habits. Alarm
habits.
We were talking about we wanted to talk to you about this, if you've had any issues with iCloud, because Joel's having a lot of issues with iCloud, and so is my wife, and that it's not actually syncing very well.
I had a lot of problems with iCloud before I went to iOS 7. But it really seems to be hit or miss. Some people have tons of problems, and some people don't. Hmm. Now, I had all kinds of problems until I went on the beta, and it has worked flawlessly since. But maybe because I'm running, can I admit that I had developer software now? Probably not. I was using another operating system, and all my iCloud problems cleared up. So for me, it's working fine.
Interesting. That was an interesting pause. My brain worked. To me, it's work. And then I heard just. Fine, coming or King Fine coming back.
So Skype is working well for me like it is for you, I see.
Yeah, but it almost sounded like it said I was working fucking fine.
I took the thoughts right out of my words, something like that.
That's interesting because Joel hasn't known anything really but iOS 7, and I have noticed that I haven't had issues until I changed to iOS 7, so... That's kind of interesting. So, but we're going to start looking into it and report back because, you know, it's supposed to be the big thing, you know. So, the next thing that we had on the list that I put here, only because I've gotten a little ticked about a couple of things. Now, the next thing is U.S. government refers to NSA autopilot. John Kerry, our what the hell is he now? He's the Secretary of State.
Yeah.
He claims that the President, the White House, and he did not know that any of this bugging of the German Chancellor and so-called friends out there were happening because NSA is on autopilot a lot and they don't realize that. And I don't usually speak up about this because I will tell you in my history, when I was in the Air Force, I did actually was stationed at the Fort Meade, Maryland, if you know what that is. That's where the National Security Agency is. And so I usually confirm nor deny anything, but I have to say on here only because it's, yeah, I'm not saying anything here that you can't find out yourself, but I'm going to call a great big bullshit on that because, and Michael's gone. Joel, are you still there?
Yep.
Okay.
I am still here, sir.
And the reason I call that is because I can tell you that the NSA does not do anything without the direct permission from the White House or the Attorney General. Okay? The Attorney General and the White House has to approve everything. They know exactly what's going on. They know what the missions are. They get briefed. They know exactly what's going on. And for them to come out and say they didn't know what was going on is absolute bullshit. So no matter where you fall on the story, you know, as far as what you think NSA should be doing or what you think they shouldn't be doing, that's, you know, I'm not taking sides on any of this. But I will tell you right now that what the president has been saying and what John Kerry has been saying is absolute bullshit.
Yep.
And it pisses me off because that is an outright lie. Nothing gets done without direct orders from the White House or the Attorney General.
Right.
And that's bullshit. And it pisses me off so much. And yet there's still be people out there that are Obama lovers on this. And it's like, it just really irritates the hell out of me. You know? Because you know, it's the ultimate, commander and blamer.
Yeah, exactly. It's the ultimate in commander and finger pointer. I didn't know. They didn't tell me.
Yeah.
I didn't know. That it's their fault.
Bullshit. You know what's going on. Bullshit. Mm-hmm. And that's all I'm going to say because I can't say anything else, but that you can look it up. You can go look at the guidelines. Everything's done by executive order. And there's congressional oversight on all this stuff. But that is absolute bullshit.
Yep. Well, that's what the entire administration's been about for the last, 6 years now? Bullshit. Fucking it up and bullshit. Stacking the chips in their favor. That's what they're about. That's what they're going to continue to do. They'll lie, steal, and cheat their way. And they're scared now because they only got about 2 years left, a little less.
Yeah.
And then they're going to lose their firm grip and hold on a lot of things. The opportunity for them to lose that grip is coming up, and they're starting to panic.
Well, and we're also finding out quickly that they've been lying about other things, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, this whole healthcare thing.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
Which is, you can keep your doctor. Yeah, if you got a health plan you like, you can keep it. Well, yeah, unless, of course, you're. Actually, they're finding out, no, you can't keep it, and there's a lot of cancellations going out. And now it's been said that they knew this was going to happen, but they didn't care.
Yep.
And because and they just wanted to implement their
plan.
Their plan.
And not to mention this, there's going to be $2,500 a person savings for health insurance. My health insurance, I got the paperwork for 2014. Mm-hmm. My health insurance went up $280 a month.
I'm about to find out on Monday what my employer contribution. Well, I get my insurance from my employer. Right. I'm about to find out on Monday that's going to cost.
And ours went up.
Yeah, I know it's going to go up. We're just wondering how much it's going to go up. And we're in New England, and I saw, I saw a map, and supposedly the New England area was supposed to see just modest increases compared to the other country. Now, and you're saying, well, this has nothing to do with the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, as people like to call it. And I'm going to say, again, bullshit, because they put in a lot of new regulations for these insurance companies that's costing them money, and I don't care whether you say it's costing them money or they're just saying, oh, well, the evil insurance companies are just using it as an excuse to raise their rates. Either way, they're raising our rates ridiculously, and they're using this as an excuse, and I'm telling you, it probably wouldn't happen if this thing wasn't put in place. I am trying to get Michael. There we go. It was ignoring. It was ignoring my button click.
I wasn't ignoring your button click.
No, you weren't. It was. Oh. It was.
It's all Skype's fault.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Well, see, I knew this was going to happen as we were coming out of Houghton. My wife turned right instead of going straight, and by the time I realized that she turned right instead of going straight, it was too late to say anything. Because I knew if you choose the red pill instead of the blue pill, we were going to lose cell phone coverage eventually. And we did.
So we
climbed the mountain. We climbed the ridge. Now I've got cell phone coverage again.
I'll be right back.
Uh-oh. He'll be right back. Oh, he's back. Okay.
Hello?
Yes, you're there.
I'm back. No, Joel went away, or did he just...
Oh, was that Joel going away?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Maybe, okay.
He's probably refilling.
We were
just talking about the healthcare thing, and I was telling him I'm about to find out Monday what my new price is going to be, and I haven't, I do plan to go into, healthcare.gov, and I do want to price it out on there, although it seems like even if you just want to go find out things on there, you got to give them a lot of extra information I don't particularly want them to have. And so it'll be interesting.
Right, because somebody decided you had to register for healthcare.gov.
Right.
And the White House denies that they asked that to happen.
So they're asking
I'm steaming over the fact that I have insurance, I like it, and Obama lied because they're taking it away from me.
They are. You're one of those people.
I am one of those people that cannot keep the health plan that I've got from Blue Cross Blue Shield. It's not, it's not a fly-by-night health plan.
Mm-hmm.
And we got the letter saying it doesn't meet Obamacare. Like, well, wait a minute. Didn't Obama numerous times say, if you like your health insurance plan, you can keep it? He effing lied.
Yeah. He's
it is late night QRM, right? Yes. Yes, it is. Okay, yeah. I can say that.
Yes. Yeah, please, because you missed it, but this started off with an NSA story where those guys are saying that they don't know. Oh, NSA's on autopilot, and they don't know what's going on. And I got to tell you, I have to tell you from my experience with NSA when I was stationed there that is absolute. And I'll say it again. I've said this a million times. It's absolute bullshit. Because are you still there, Michael? I don't hear the Cummins anymore. Oh, we lost Michael. We lost Joel. Oh, there's Michael. He's back.
Yeah.
Okay. But it's absolute...
Go ahead.
It was absolute bullshit because they don't nothing gets done at that agency unless it's an executive order from the White House or it comes from the Attorney General. And then there's also the congressional oversight, you know. So when they say they don't know what the agency's doing, that is absolute bullshit. It's just, that's just the way it is. But then we talked about this, and again, bullshit, because you're seeing that they're lying. I'm about to find out how much mine's going to go up because of compliance with the new Affordable Care Act, which is really the Unaffordable Care Act.
Yeah, just like the boats that you posted there. I like that.
Yeah.
The Affordable Boat Act.
Yes. Yeah, you know, doesn't it sound really ridiculous if you remove health care and put in boat?
Yes.
And then you start reading down through it and you say, wow, this is really stupid. And then you put health care back in it and you still go, wow, this is really stupid. Yeah. So yeah. I still want to find out how much it would cost me through the government, although I'm... I don't know. Oh, and here's another interesting thing. Today, my wife, I haven't looked at it yet, but my wife showed me, we got something from the National Institute of Health, NIH, along with some other government agency. And it's a survey they want us to fill out. No fucking way. But it was interesting because when we pulled it out, there was a $2 bill with it.
Ooh.
And I'm like... how much is this costing us? That these two agencies got together to put out a form and they're putting $2 bills in to get entice people to frickin' fill out the form.
Send it back.
Send it back. You know? I'm like, well, gee. I said, well, I'm not filling it out. She goes, well, are we keeping the $2?
Yep.
Damn right we're keeping the $2. But, you know, I said, well, if we do that, then they're going to expect it back. And we'll probably get fined like $2,000 for keeping the $2 bill.
You were paid to be compliant and you kept it, didn't comply.
It is really getting to be a sad country to live in these days. I mean, it is just, I've never seen it this bad. At one point I thought when Jimmy Carter was president, that was a pretty bad time. We got over it. This is worse. In my opinion, this is worse. This guy is worse than Jimmy Carter. Has no backbone.
Nope.
Lies continuously. But then again, there's that bumper sticker that I saw and says, and I've heard this saying before, is we deserve the president that we get. That we voted.
I didn't vote for him.
Well, I didn't either, but... a majority of people did, obviously, and we get the president that the majority votes in. So the one we deserve. That's what it is. We get the president that we deserve. So, thank you, sir. May I have another?
I'd like to say Canada rocks.
It certainly does.
Yeah. I'm thinking that, too. No, all the people up in Canada go, no, no!
Stay down there.
You may have an immigration problem up in Canada soon.
We're taking the podcaster exemption. We're coming over on the PAB visa.
We're going to become undocumented immigrants into Canada.
Undocumented podcasters, I like that.
Undocumented podcasters, yeah.
Good one, Michael.
We're the ones wearing the fake toques.
Yeah, but our heads are going to have to split in half when we talk now.
Oh, there you go again. You know, we're trying to bridge the gap here, and you're going to get us in trouble.
And I don't know if I can get used to driving cars with square wheels. sorry, South Park.
You don't have to use the parking brake, though.
What's that?
I said you won't have to use the parking brake, though.
You won't? Oh, yeah.
That was for
yeah. And you can never get lost because there's only one road in Canada, eh?
You're not helping our call. Shut up.
That's right. You know what? This Skype really is bad tonight, isn't it?
It is very bad.
Of course, every time you say NSA, it drops.
I didn't realize that.
Yes. You go silent every time you bring up NSA.
I would not be surprised if my house is not on the list of places to be monitored. Why? Because, I signed that right away. I mean, I signed that right away. So, yes, I can be monitored at any time. So.
Yeah, and you probably are right now.
Probably.
Hey, I have a show note I forgot to put in.
Go ahead.
Which is simply this. My dreams have been dashed, and so have yours, Barry. You just don't know it yet.
Oh.
The dreams is over.
And why is that?
I do not fit in a Jeep anymore.
Say it's not so.
It is very, very so. My very good friend and mechanic in the beautiful town of Jaffrey happened to acquire a 2000 Jeep Wrangler. And I was up seeing him last week, stopping in to say hi, catching up on old times, you know, telling lies and fish stories, the whole nine yards.
Mm-hmm.
Brought my son, because you got to teach him right. And he has a Jeep. I said, hey, Ken, let me jump in your Jeep. I want to see if I fit. Sure, man. He goes, don't break my seat. And I said, what do you mean? He said, every car you've ever had, you've taken the seat out, unbolted it, moved it 10 inches to a foot further back, drilled and welded in gussets, and that's where it lived. Don't break my seat. And I said, no, I won't do that. I just want to sit in it. He goes, that's exactly my point. Well, I went to get in said Jeep. I could not close the driver's
door. Oh, and we have a dropout.
Door because my shoulders are too wide. Oh, really?
Yeah, that's all right.
Sorry.
Keep going.
I said I could not close the driver's side door because of the width of my shoulders. And when I did manage to close it because I leaned over to the passenger side, my right knee was activating three buttons on the dashboard. My right shin was actually throwing the Jeep in the four-wheel drive lever and the four-wheel drive in the transfer case. My left knee was actually rolling down the window and buried into the front of the dashboard. And there was no way in hell I was ever going to be able to move around to work the clutch. Jeeps are off the menu.
I am so sorry.
I can't believe that. I don't know. I'm still getting one.
It's terrible.
I will have...
Barry, I'm telling you right
I
now...
I will have leg surgery done.
You're going to have to. Like 2 feet where the leg has to come off.
That's... man, that was going to be my hobby car.
And it's not the length. It's not the length that's the issue. Yeah, you could unbolt
the
seat.
Yeah, it's the width. I could see that problem.
There's no way in hell you're going to fit in it width-wise.
Well, you guys know how I'm built, and and it, you know, I do have to admit my left shoulder and left arm get jammed into that wall, especially in long trips.
No way in hell I could.
And you're gone.
I couldn't get the door closed without rolling the window down. I hung my arm out the window, closed the driver's side door, then rolled it up.
Wow.
I'm heartbroken.
Wow.
Now we're gonna have to find. The search continues.
I think Ford F-150 trucks. Oh, you don't like Fords, though.
I don't dislike them. Oh. I'm looking at Ford diesels, but I'm also looking at Chevy Avalanche.
Oh, the only reason I go, because that was one of the, when it first came out, that was in one of those days when people that thought it was cool to have pickup trucks started buying pickup trucks, and they picked They got that one because, oh, look, it's a hybrid pickup truck.
Yep, the Avalanche.
Yeah.
Yep.
And,
oh, actually, I'm back on my diesel kick. I'm getting a diesel.
Yeah.
Sky, for help, though.
Have to.
Well, you know what? Wait a minute.
And it makes the right noise.
I think this is a version of Bottom Gear. Okay. Oh, no. Now I've lost everybody.
Hello, and welcome to another...
I'm here.
Yeah, really.
No. Oh, man, it's getting bad, guys. I may have to dump out and reconnect with you guys.
Here.
Yeah.
Why?
Because you guys are the Skype pauses are happening like every 15 seconds now.
All right. I see your point.
Let me dump out, and you guys can call me back, because it's easier for you to call me back.
All right.
All right, I'll be...
Okay.
We'll go through the moves here. And let me kill Skype. Because last time this kind of cleared things up. Briefly. And, oh, geez, Skype's not even going down. Go down, Skype. I have to force quit it. Come on, Skype. There we go. Okay, that's bad news. I had to force quit Skype. Get it to work. And here we go. Well, maybe I started it. It's taking its time coming back up. Oh, I smell memory leaks everywhere. Come on, Skype. There we go. Still hasn't shown up on... Oh, now I've got a beach ball. All right. Microsoft, we all love you. Okay, we're back up. Now we'll wait for those guys to call in. And we'll continue. You know, we bitch about Skype all the time, but there really isn't anything better out there with the sound quality. And we've tried other things, and they don't... That's nice. Oh, there we go. Oh, both of them came in at the same time. Uh-oh. This could be bad. They both called in at the exact same time. Oh, now I've got you on two separate phone calls, I bet.
What? Who?
Joel, are you there? No. Hang on.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
This is Mike.
Oh, hang on. I gotta go find... You both called in at the exact same time.
Would you like me to hang up?
No, Joel just did. Hopefully
okay.
He'll call back in and I'll get a plus sign. You both came in simultaneously, which didn't put a plus on either one of your... either one of your logins. And maybe I should call him. Let me see if I can add him. Add to call. There we go. Okay, we'll see whether I can get him.
Hey, there you are.
There we go. You guys both called in at the exact same time, which didn't give me a plus on either one of your windows.
Oh, you're plus free.
Yeah. I was just explaining Skype. When I dumped Skype, I actually had to force kill it.
You know what? It doesn't ring on my side. You just call me normally when you do that. It doesn't do that anymore.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. It's totally screwed. But let's see if we'll be good for a little bit.
Did we get the dreaded update?
What dreaded update?
Well, I'm just thinking it's broke. You must have gotten another update.
No, there hasn't been any new updates since the one that broke it.
I have to roll back to an older version.
And I was, filling time when I was bringing it back up, I was telling people, you know, we bitch a lot about Skype, but we've tried other things, and nothing is as good as Skype.
Yeah, it's true.
Which doesn't say a lot out there, people. Yeah.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Yeah, let's get something better going. Because I sure don't have the time to do it.
Gee, do we know anybody that knows anything about voice over internet? Let me think.
I don't know.
Wait a minute. Let's characterize that a little bit. Do we know anybody that knows voice over internet
protocol
that is not maxed out in other things?
Yeah.
That's the problem. That is absolutely the problem. The second item is, do we have a financial backer to help that person live while he's developing a new version of voice over internet?
Yes, that would be the other thing. Yes.
That would be the big thing.
Right. So, and I don't think the answer is yes, we know somebody that fills all those.
Yeah. Well, let's say some time has opened up on my palate in the last week.
Really? Is it in a good way or is that a bad way?
Not in a good way.
Not in a good way, okay.
That's a bad thing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I have had to do some other things. Yes, well, fortunately it took me all of... Oh, I was coming back from town when I had to do something, and I sent an email from, I think, Mohawk, and about 10 minutes later, I got an email back from that customer saying, sure, we'll take more of your time.
Oh, right.
But there is a lag time there and, you know, other things.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in the post show.
Yes.
Okay.
So, and our 4.5 listeners out there, if there's a financial backer that would like a new version of a competitor of Skype, contact the virtual Uber.
Yes.
Because we know he can do it.
That's virtualuber@pasty.com. It's not like I don't have a patented or anything. Oh, yeah, I do. That's it.
Can't you do what everybody else is doing recently and just find a company that isn't paying for your patent and sue them?
Well, first of all, I'm not in favor of that. And second of all, the patent rights belong to 3Com, and they don't know what they're sitting on.
Oh, okay. That's a shame, because Android is under attack again.
From who now?
Remember that group that got together called Rockstar? It was a conglomeration of...
That was a corporate conglomeration.
Yeah, Microsoft, Apple, RIM, Ericsson, and Sony. And they basically beat Google out of getting, let's see, whose was it? They bought patents. They bought the patents from a company. They
wasn't it Nortel? Nortel?
It was Nortel. Nortel.
Nortel, right? Yeah.
Yes. And, well, now they're suing Google and Samsung. Because obviously they're not paying for the items that they're using in their phones that they have patents on. And so we begin again, another patent fight. And let's see, I'm trying to see if there was anything in here. It's pretty much they're going after every Samsung mobile device. And
then Google will probably buy and then sue everybody back again. Right?
Well, Google bought Motorola for its patents. So, and on Google, they're going after AdWords. Because apparently there was a patent that basically describes AdWords that they bought. And Google's not paying for it or for the use of that. So,
what the hell is AdWords?
That's the way they make money. It puts advertising on your pages.
Okay.
And supposedly they share money with you, but they keep most of it.
Ah, okay.
I'm skimming the story here now for what else they were going after. AdWords was the big thing they were going after. But yes, it's. I mean, you know, and I'm an Apple fanboy, but this is just like frickin' what the trolls do, the patent trolls do. Because it's not like those guys did the research and everything for this stuff. No, they just bought Nortel's patents, and now they're using them. But they better watch out, because Google does own Motorola, and they have a whole bunch of patents, so I'm sure we'll be seeing counter suits.
Yep.
Coming up soon. And not instead of spending money on research and development for new products, new and innovative products, no, we'll be paying lots of lawyers to go argue inside a courtroom.
Yep.
I don't know. It sucks. Really, yep. Really sucks. So, Michael, anything new in the out in the Copper Harbor region?
I'm sure there is, but I'm kind of derailed at this point.
Okay, because we've come to the end of our show notes.
Yeah, I need to, as you know, I needed to change out a managed switch tonight. I worked medic shift Thursday night and had no sleep through yesterday, so probably a good thing we didn't have a show last night.
Yeah.
And then while I was talking to the IT manager of the ISP, Rockaway Mountain disappeared. All three links at once.
Oh, not the entire mountain. I was gonna say.
We find it highly suspicious. So I'm hoping we haven't had a case of vandalism. I mean, all three went at once, just bam.
Really?
So.
Was that the tower? Wait a minute. Was that the tower that was leaning over, though? Oh no, but you fixed that. You repaired that.
Yeah. No. It's not. Rockaway Mountain is just that's the pipe I put in the ground next to the cliff.
Oh.
Middle of the night.
I hope it didn't slide off the side.
No, I'm hoping somebody didn't help it. Just fail is what I'm hoping.
Yeah.
Now I've stabilized the tower until we get a contractor out there.
Okay.
I was out there for 6 hours yesterday, actually.
Really? Wow.
After we got it stabilized, we had to change a whole bunch of equipment. That's when we found out we had a bad switch.
Ah.
But
I hope.
And the good news, yeah. We have fiber.
You have fiber.
We have fiber. We have fiber up to the main microwave link now. Just got to get the rest of it working.
Oh, wow.
So by next week, folks, should be rocking and rolling.
Yeah, that'll be great, but I don't believe you. I still think I'm going to hear the Cummins in the background next week when you jump on because you're so busy.
Oh, that's quite possible. Well,
that's not out of the realms of possibility.
Yeah. It's been probably a month since we've actually heard you in the man cave. I don't think you ever go there anymore.
Has it been that long?
I think so.
Yeah, it probably has been a month. I think the last time you heard me from the man cave, my son Mark brought Emily, our dog, and a can of soda to me.
Right. You've been a very busy boy.
Yeah.
Always on the go.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, I am.
How'd the Copper Kings do? They playing away game?
They won the second game.
Yeah.
Which I think I talked to you.
Right. You did.
No, that wasn't... I mean, no, they had lots of games. Now we're losing.
Yeah. Yeah. You're starting to break up. Matter of fact, I don't hear you at all.
I hear the truck. I can hear the truck.
Hmm.
Okay. That's about all I can hear is the truck. And now I don't hear the truck.
And the truck's gone. So we've probably lost the virtual Uber. He's virtually disappeared.
Yep.
Yeah. And we're running out of topics, so we probably...
should call it.
We should call it. So we do have a musical guest tonight. The musical guest is called... and there he goes. Anyway, the musical guest is called Frozen Ocean Wave. Interesting name. And
yes.
Their song, Authentic Thinkers. So with that, we'll say thank you to our military people out there, both CONUS and OCONUS. Thanks for what you're doing. And you guys that are OCONUS, stay safe. And we hope you get back to your family and friends real soon, and until then, we'll keep the home fires burning for you. And so, with that, go ahead.
Be safe. That was just safe. Be safe.
Yes, be safe, especially now. Be safe. from the southwest corner of New Hampshire. Did I say that? I think the Jim Beam's still affecting me. Southwest corner of New Hampshire. There we go. I am Barry.
And from the southeast corner of New Hampshire, this is Joel.
And somewhere in his Cummins-driven truck, heading back toward the man cave, is Michael the Virtual Youper. And we'll say goodbye for him.
Yes.
And so we'll see you next week for show number 116. Until then, here's Frozen. Oh, God. I need a frozen concoction right now. Help me hang on. Here's Frozen.
You gotta bite the dog and pinch your brother.
Frozen ocean wave. We'll see you next week, everybody.
Bye.
Existing, not asking questions. The majority doesn't try to understand. But thoughts exist, not asking questions. No one's there in the seat of the soul to discuss.
Samson, speak. Good boy.